not a joke if it happens to you.
Go shopping, she buys food, I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the lasagna in my kitchen. It's the dead
jellyfish
in my garage.
Oh, Jimmy, don't even worry about it.
No, don't think about anything. I want to ask you a question. When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign on the front of my house that said dead
jellyfish
storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said dead
jellyfish
storage?
No. I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign?
Why?
Because it ain't there, because storing dead
jellyfish.
They my
crappy
business, that's why.
Jimmy, we're not going to store it.
Don't you realize, man, that if Bonnie comes home and finds a dead jellyfish in her house, I'm going to get divorced.
Higher mind, got my paper and I was free.
taken them the full 2 months to get ready. Today is Tennis Day.
Oh, those are my organs.
Who gets
keep
to carry
away
it?
From that. Those are my extras.
Oh.
In case I...
We have long been promised this miracle. Never has it been completely realized.
I knew it was the world. The naked world suddenly revealing itself. And I choked with rage at this gross, absurd being. You couldn't even wonder where all that sprang from. Or how it was... that a world came into existence rather than nothingness. Doesn't make sense. The world was everywhere. In front, behind. There had been nothing before it. Nothing. There had never been a moment in which it could not have existed. That was what worried me, of course. There was no reason for this flowing larva to exist. But it was impossible for it not to exist. It was unthinkable. To imagine nothingness, you had to be there already, in the midst of the world. Eyes wide open and alive. Nothingness was only an idea in my head. An existing idea floating in this immensity. This nothingness had not come before existence. It was an existence like any other, and appeared after many others. I shouted, "Filth! What rotten filth!" to try to get rid of this sticky filth. But it held fast, and there was so much. Tons and tons of existence. Endless. I stifled at the depths of this immense weariness. And then suddenly the park emptied, as though a great hole. As though through a great hole, the world disappeared as it had come. Or else I woke up. In any case, I saw no more of it. Nothing was left but the yellow earth around me, out of which dead branches rose upward. Once at the gate, I turned back. Then the garden smiled at me. I leaned against the gate and watched for a long time. The smile of the trees, of the laurel, meant something. That was the real secret of existence. I remember one Sunday, not more than 3 weeks ago, I had already detected everywhere a sort of conspiratorial air. Was it in my intention? I felt with boredom that I had no way of understanding. No way. Yet it was there, waiting, looking at one. It was there on the trunk of the chestnut tree. It was the chestnut tree. Things, you might have called them thoughts, which stopped halfway, which forgot what they wanted to think and which stayed like that, hanging about with a little odd sense which was beyond them. That little sense annoyed me. I could not understand it, even if I could have stayed leaning against the gate for a century. I had learned all I could know about existence. I left. I went back to the hotel, and I wrote.
World
midwives, systematic instant plastic surgery, butchery, murder. And so all people are dead or useless by 870. Done at night to you as a Frankenstein slave, parroting puppet gangster slave. Now even you know I am a menace.
This is cute, and I must congratulate you, Artis, on the cuteness of this.
Yep.
This august business meeting has been the cutest one I've ever had the pleasure to.
It's the baby.
Does it tarnish
our gravity, though, does it?
It's the baby.
Yeah, it does. When you bring a baby into a radio studio, it can't help but cutify things.
It lightens things.
We were going to codify the doctrine, but instead we cutified the doctrine.
Did you see her playing the keyboard? By a great margin. I would say we've just about tripled the cutification of the church.
Well, that's saying something, because we have never been able to cutify it very well.
Yeah.
When somebody wants to insult us, they say that we've cutified it.
Oh, that's cute.
With me the entire of this book of the history of the Church of the Subgenius. It's rather dry.
Yeah.
A lot of it's just counting which million was put into which bank and so forth. But there's some Vatican finances. Interesting stuff about the Kennedy assassination and
early involvement.
Where did the money go out for?
What about the catalog?
The tiger got it.
I'm waiting
all the
for
money
the
for the investigation into the assassination of Dobbs. What happened to the money?
It was his. It
was a tremendous proposal. Amounts. Was
thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Amounts of time was spent on prosecuting Doug Wellman.
Doctor Drummond, was and, that you making that horrible to, noise?
Anything. That was me and Walter making that horrible noise.
And they never were able Walter to get Wellman
me.
For anything.
Maybe I should say Walter and me.
Wellman was slippery.
I and Walter.
Even David Byrne was not able to get Wellman, and he tried.
This is a...
David Byrne had another song called Buck Naked.
One of them died for reality. I'm serious.
Well, there have been so many musicians, singers named Buck Naked, including former Subgenius Buck Naked, who told me that if I ever mentioned it, I had to say that he was former Subgenius Buck Naked. He did not want to be associated. So I don't want to associate.
Is he an
Reverend Buck?
He's an apostate.
Oh yeah, major.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Well,
I used to. He was a good. I met him. He was okay.
He was regular Michael Pepe. He joined. He joined the last, as I understand it, former Subgenius Reverend Buck Naked joined a rival cult. I think even a Jesus oriented one. Have you ever heard of the I Am people?
Oh. No.
Well, apparently he is.
Oh, my God.
I Am.
I Am?
I Am had some great graphics.
I've got to admit, I've ripped off.
I've had our art department borrow ideas from the I Am cult graphics.
Wow. And they weren't the ones that killed themselves.
No, no.
That was Del Rey.
No, they still are.
To Doty. Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the They Were cult.
Yeah.
That was the...
There was the Be Here Now cult, which I was in, Ram Dass. Were you in one of those Be Here Now cults? Yeah, I just liked his shows.
That's why my name is Bob Rome. Former Subgenius Buck Naked, the red guy in the video, the minute-long thing for Venus?
Yeah, the buck played a devil. He was one of the foreground devils. Okay. He made a great devil.
Speaking of background devils.
That's former Subgenius. Former devil.
Oh. Now Devil Cultists with the I Am.
There's a lot of former subgeniuses, actually. It's quite a long list of people who decided they'd had it.
The top one, Apostate Schism, would be Bob Black, right? I mean, he was...
Well, not really.
He was a scary guy. I mean, I don't want to say Bob Black on the radio.
He wasn't that...
His reputation, because he... Well, I know people that just... Because he really did try as much as he could to rouse people's antagonism and opposition... And, wrote those nasty letters. Well, I'm not trying to air a smeared underwear of the church on the air.
No, see, I've been trying in my
gossip
revised...
from 85, essentially.
In the Stang-centric revised history of the church, which I'm teaching to these innocents. Anyway, I've decided to just skip over the unpleasant aspect.
I see.
I've unpersoned... Yeah. Quite a few.
Well,
the tried and true unpersoning, where you just don't mention them at all, and they hate that. You
and
know,
then,
that's.
I know.
You are, for the first time, experiencing the famous rubberoid resiliency of Bob. He always bounces back. However he may be forced into the hard and unremitting corners of the cubicles and rooms, Bob will always pop back and regain his true shape.
Yes.
Like a mist or a snow or a horrible image of a vampire forming under a door, Bob will always be there to snicker and titter in the corner of your most intimate dream.
And you can't wash him off your shirt either.
That's right. He's not water-based. You try to
remember
get him off with serpentine,
on your
it won't
jeans?
Work either.
That's
he's
Bob.
Not a tame lion.
He's not a rubber biscuit.
Do you remember that
he's
sticky
nothing
stuff
that'll
on
come
the car
in a
seat?
Box?
That's Bob.
Yeah, remember that brown stuff that stuck to the sun visor after you borrowed your dad's car? That was Bob.
I think he must have come in the box that time.
Yeah, remember all those broken guitar strings and the stuff stuck to the bottom of the frying pan? You'd never could get it off?
Bob did that.
That was Bob, yeah. How about that stuff underneath your fingernails so you can't remember how you got under there and it's really a weird color and it doesn't come out for months? Oh, that's Bob.
Yeah, I think that's Bob.
And have you ever cleaned out a movie theater? Ever looked under the seats at a movie theater?
That's Bob.
Well, friend, that's Bob.
Those pills are Bob.
I took one of those pills before
pills
I went
Bob
on the air.
Came on over the horizon.
I have a Bob nature.
On a Saturday morning.
Someday we'll learn
he was
to build.
Smiling at his pipe without destroying it. He wasn't necessarily alive, but he was happy.
Someday, Similia, all men shall be free to believe in the one Bob. Not the cruel Bobs of Rome, but the one Bob that is true. We shall go and be torn apart by the lions in the arena, trampled by the elephants, goosed by the alligators, and shrieked at by the ibexes and ostriches, knowing that the one true Bob is in our hearts.
Don't forget that.
The clip Bob.
Let's throw some more sub-geniuses into the middle of the ring.
They like it.
Guard, seize them.
Seize them, sub-geniuses.
With sockfuls of...
Hello?
Well, have you decided to recant? Are you going to be Romans or sub-geniuses?
Throw them into the ring with the 9-pound salamanders.
I have to speak louder. There's
give
a hurricane blowing.
Is
this the voice of the conspiracy? Is this how they do it? Is this how it comes at the
ancient gladiator sub-genies.
Morituri te salutamus.
And the balladeers start up again.
We
wish the conspiracy worked out, obviously.
Roman and the Gloman.
Now it's time for a nice Bob song.
Waiting for Bob, just any old slob, to come into being and be.
Where did you go tonight? We had a show tonight, but you weren't there.
Aren't you sorry that you weren't there? You should have heard us when we were on the air. We talked about Bob all night long.
Had to catch any of your losses in the silver market.
Bob.
But you didn't even listen to our song.
What a wonderful
dear
song.
Dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, all the dead listeners out there, we hope you'll put your fingers into the little dial and dial 8-5 and tell us why we should go away. Please tell us we can go home.
More money.
Instead of flight coordinate systems.
Here, I'm
reading preparing
the,
for that journey now.
Here. It says that there's a female subgenius within 500 miles of the station.
Awaiting navigational input interface.
Can't believe a computer these days.
That's just a computer.
Emails?
bring them to us.
Here
that
they
is
are.
One of our worship words, too.
And now we'll be serving those females on thin slices of white bread. With
on Melba toast, and here's Melba now.
Subtle bomb gravy spread all over it, making it pink.
Here's a hint, homeowners. Take those pieces of plastic that line your refrigerator and wrap them around your index finger. Now keep the finger in your microwave oven for about 10 to 20 minutes. When you take it out, it'll come up smelling like a rose, and so will you.
It'll put pennies in your pocket.
And send you to heaven.
And save you butter. And we know butter is expensive these days. And as they begin to desert the station and try to fight their way out through the militia guard, locking the doctors into the station, there's many scary things which you will not learn tonight because there's too many doctors spoil the broth. And those doctors all covered in that wet, sticky soup.
I stay too long, Sardinis.
I trouble
can live.
14th floor, pipes. Jesus himself.
Too many pinks spoil this bread.
Show us what it is.
The little tiny spirits of Wotan could be seen way back in the little green parts of the jungle.
They're crawling across the studio.
Well, it's almost time for the sun to come up, little Subdinis.
Got me a telephone call from Wotan. You got it.
In it, you'll find helpful hints to assist.
Had to put in one more dime.
What you'll discover is
he hurled a horrible lightning bolt.
Look out, callers. It's a year of the rat. Kitty's on the prowl for the big rat.
A couple thousand hundred million years ago, there were a lot of little creatures living in the black slime. These were the creatures called the Protoids.
And it hurt.
Now, friends, when your karma gets a little out of tune, you've got to take it in and have it serviced. You've got to have it put up on the rack and those ingrown hubcaps yanked out by the roots. You've got to have your points pitted and your pits pointed. You've got to have your spark plug sparked and everything checked and checked over. And we can do it all at Bob's Complete Overhaul and Overall Garage, where our overhauls are overhauled nightly.
All right, gentlemen, ready for testing. Put on your headphones and pick up a microphone.
Broadcast.
Triumphs but over evil, we still have a schmo of a show. Tales to tickle Boy, a blue-assed baboon.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hello? God, we've all got pairs here. It's so nice.
But I don't have a mic.
She's got a pair.
We're all hooked up to the umbilicals here.
She's got a pair with that.
You'll find that
input into the board. Do you have a real show in your...
No, we...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
There's a show crash. There's a terrible show crash. KPFA just ran into KNON and caused a wreck on WREK. It's a disastrous show. Oh, wait a minute. Now, which show is this?
And you are listening to KPFA 94.1 and KPFB in certain parts of Berkeley and KFCF in the lower... and mist and shrouded valleys of Fresno.
Your host, Puzzling Evidence, and...
Puzzling Evidence.
Feel and like you're doing something.
That's bad, right?
The guy has some problem where he repeats everything that he says.
Yeah, it's not worth listening to the other show.
But is really? It worth uttering?
Mm-hmm. The other show...
Human race with the stopwatch of history. It's a new record every time.
Подступ компьютеров, персональный спутник.
Stop the nonsense. These are the words of the rising sun, surprising some who thought I was just another humdrum.
I'll take a page by the phrase and rephrase it. Treat it like a national flag and upraise it. So a nation of people can feel proud about a brother who speaks out real loud.
Suitable for airplay.
For you, Lydia, for free.
Welcome to the 7.5 floor of the Merton Plummer Building. As you'll now be spending your workday here, it is important that you learn a bit about the history of this famous floor.
So this whole thing has been about getting the callers to hear the entire board.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I figured that out completely just yet.
Yeah, I feel like we never got it right.
Yeah, we haven't got it right yet.
It seems without VJ Pussycat that our usual audience is not present. And where are the phantom thousands who are supposed to be listening to us?
Right.
Anyway,
I don't think there's anyone listening right now.
Well, I'm just
putting this out for the record there was work to do and I didn't finish it.
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care. These guys want to just rehack their signals at a coffee shop.
Around drinking radio juice all day and eating.
I mean, that's okay.
Food.
That's cool. I know it's pretty clear.
Oh, I was going to say, I know what I have.
Marijuana infused soda tastes.
I know what
good.
I'm on.
And I assume you. Saw my note about how they have.
There it is.
Banana flavored coconut milk.
Do you see what I deal with every day?
At
listeners?
The Evergreen supermarket in a screw top glass bottle.
Hello.
A product of Thailand.
It's not about.
So it's banana milk, but it's banana.
Oh, banana
coconut
milk. That's what I wanted to do tonight.
Oh, well.
The cooler's on if you want to put anything in it.
You've got all those banana sodas out in the ante room if you want to up the ante.
I put waters in the cooler.
And peach sodas, peachy things.
Wait, is it about the show?
So I'm not hearing anything on the live broadcast.
Oh, that's too bad. I don't know what to say about this.
Still beat out.
Are you? Check
which
your
is
again.
Why. No, I have no idea. I haven't tried the live broadcast. So any page, anywhere, it's not happening. I'll go myself and look.
Yeah. Go into that room that we...
Mine's working. Oh, it works?
Yeah, this is the mystery part of all this show.
Well, I didn't hear
it. We did this... Hal may remember. We did this on KPFA once. We came in and the... it's long
VLC went up iTunes doesn't work though.
We did a show anyway, and that's the fun of show.
Oh, it's because I'm not put in, I'm not on the board.
Was
yet.
There any recording?
Yeah, I recorded every show, anyway. So
that's the fun.
Then
of
the show shows up later with people saying there's no show right now. We think the radio.
Okay, all right.
It must be mad.
It must be loco. A tweet.
A trick.
It was a treat.
Radio
treat. I have the timer on when Hal starts going.
Drink
to
thanks, K-Rob.
For
mixing
the show.
And on top of it, I'm smoking marijuana. No, I am.
Tricks are funny.
Really, girls, I'm smoking marijuana.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Oh, man. Now you blew it. Look out, man.
You called it funny. Even though that's maybe what it could have been. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not so much.
Well, it's better than a swarm of bees.
Oh, no.
So maybe I haven't figured out what up solo means.
Yeah, forget about the bees.
Han Solo.
Some obscene.
That's what it means.
Maybe
I got to do the output directly from the board to the... solo box.
In an inside Magneto.
And just make sure that that's actually a thing.
I don't know what that means. But there is a live mosquito, running, flying mosquito, up at the Roland, the Roland something Aviation Center.
Someone
in beautiful
said
Swatter.
Roland!
No, they had a working Spitfire. And when I talked to the guy...
an RAF mosquito.
Yep. And they said, yeah, it's about to be replaced by a mosquito. That went right up there. You have to stare at it like
this. Will tie Hirohito to the inboard Magneto of an RAF mosquito.
Damn it.
By and by.
So we're just out here by the pond trying to do a show.
Right, in the swamp.
I'm going to have a sugar slice.
Really good.
K-Rob, just reach in and bit the head off a frog.
And called it a sugar slice.
Kick like a frog.
You're not supposed to actually taste the frogs.
You're supposed to lick it. Lick its back.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, put it back.
Put it back.
I have nothing to do with anybody like the back, who says lick a frog.
Can you pass the frog?
That'd be a good band name.
Don't do it.
Lick a frog.
I eat frogs.
No traces.
I don't lick them.
It's a leave no trace frog.
Okay, here's a video of Hal eating frogs.
They're served at the restaurant. Tiny skeletons, that, you know, they have the same bones as a human.
I'm calling the cops.
At the restaurant.
What, 911's busy?
No, I have a friend who's a sign painer and does other things. He's an actor.
Now we've got the echo of the show right behind
me. And he was busted for gigging a frog. Or was it a duck?
So was...
we're gaining an hour.
In Berkeley.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was on acid, and he was staring at the hood of his car and watching the patterns, and suddenly realized it answered his question for him on the chemistry of inventing PCR, for which he got the Nobel.
The random way the drops dispersed on the metal hood of the car.
The shadows. Mm. Yeah, it was... because there are no bears by Bakersfield.
Bears?
I'll bear you.
Get with the bear necessities.
We'll do a test here and see if we're sending to the internet.
It's coming closer.
Gibbons! Gibbons!
What does that mean?
Where the heck are you?
And I wash my hands of the entire business.
Who says we should not drink from the Forbidden River?
Hold on, dears.
That's right.
Hey, what do you guys want? Some Ola, some...
Here, drink from the river. He has forbidden.
Oh, yeah, we got river.
It tastes
sure.
like choice wine.
Okay. Here, have some.
Hey, that's good.
Thank you. We'll be repeating this wonderful moment many more times, but each time is special. And it's because of you, our audience. Thanks very much.
The Forbidden Wine Moment.
Brought to you by
Forbidden Wine.
Wine when that ripens in. When the spectral figure of death, the Reaper, stands in the hallway, a black shadow. And it's time to drink the wine of the sepulcher.
So 2 weeks ago, were you playing both Robbins's?
What? I'm backing up time to see what you're talking about. This might take a while. It happens.
14 days ago.
Right.
Did you have your Grundus Quimby on?
But it was like...
yes. I figure out the code. Yes, I did recently.
The code.
Hmm. How could you tell? It was just one howl, but two voices or something.
Exactly, yeah. It was like a double howl. But I was like going, oh, that's the real howl. And that's the other non-howl.
But then when you looked, when you took the blindfold off, you could see it was not. You weren't right.
But there was even a joke about having two howls.
Right. I started that, and I'm not sure he and his brother liked it, but...
He didn't like it.
Yeah, it was so obvious. You know, it was a radio trick. That
right.
I went for it. Because
and then, of course, because it was radio, people went, oh, that's what...
Yeah,
that's
what's going on? It's like, does he have a brother? Is this some weird audio
two
trick?
Howls? What?
And
there wasn't even rerun culture so much back then. So, like, there wasn't even a thing about, like, oh, this could just be a rerun mixing in with us or whatever.
Yeah, and that's a long time
ago. That's what I do. I play those reruns, and then I add other voices to it.
And I've talked to people who have said, God, last night I went crazy trying to figure out which was the real howl, and which was the real howl, and which was the real howl.
All right, I'm ordering banana juice right now.
Banana juice. Amazing.
You know, it's about 106 o'clock right now.
Well, maybe it would work, because one thing that's weird about ordering through a computer... is that they go beyond the actual store's hours. But it may be a thing where, like, it's not even possible now.
No banana juice, human.
Let's watch K-Ron.
Let's see what happens. Oh, tomorrow by 12 p.m. All right. So
12 p.m.
It won't work.
Well, you could.
I would have had to do it like before, like 7 or 8 or something. I don't
know. You know, forget everything that isn't on tape.
Yeah.
Talk over the quote that came after the thing.
Now is the turn. Remind to adjourn, run tape, and let radio play.
Hey, I know. I'll play some old shows.
Old,
if I can't get it in the studio, I'll just play old stuff.
Well,
old stuff from 50 years before.
What there's always going to be more of in the future is the past.
Old shows. If I can't get it in the studio, I'll just play old stuff.
I love that because it shows how many callers we used to get on the old show.
Neil Hamburg,
those hungry callers.
I'm on.
Yes, now.
Yeah, and also, my favorite is the people who are calling to see if it's real.
Can this be real?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you guys were live or if it was a tape. Yeah, and I'd say always it's a computer that anticipates what you're asked, what you're talking about.
Unfortunately,
right now.
We can't
people
take
didn't
calls.
Wrap their brains
the
around AI.
Or can we?
You guys were live.
Can we take calls?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's a computer that anticipates. Rob was breaking his cell phone open to like solder some little wires to the back and then go to the board.
Well, we can take calls, but.
Can we take calls?
You and Sarah will be heard by the caller.
Rob was breaking his cell phone open to, like,
that's how it exists right now. So I have to, like,
go to the board.
Figure it out so that, like, the caller can hear all of us.
Only you and
Sarah will be heard by the caller.
Rob was breaking his cell phone.
Well, this mystery caller better appreciate all the work that goes into this program.
Figure it out so that, like, the caller can hear. It's usually someone Sarah just calls, like Jericho or Tracy or something. That's how it's been so far. There hasn't been this, like, hey.
Was very much.
So you're a sub-genius, are you? Well, let's inspect your beautiful new home.
Because
as a sub-genius, you'll be able to live in spacious modern housing like this.
Oh my.
All built of GVH plastic.
People.
Every fiber.
So the slack is you get to live near Stan's house.
Here's the 200-mile Trail of Tears golf course.
Looking.
And you'll be splashing.
Hey, Hal, are you going out there?
I think I will.
I'll be going to the Stan Ranch.
You'll be entitled to benefits.
Well, I mean, when I went there,
however long
he didn't have as many dogs and cats in.
Yes, he's got all that menagerie.
Not to mention the old folks, too.
So, but you've got room there. I'm sure there's a room
and
situation.
And it's all happening at Subgenius Acres and Condominium.
Maybe
it's
the dead mom room.
So, Jesus.
Spooky.
I don't know anything about that, but...
Two dead moms died there. Doug's mom.
Yeah, it's a good place. Better there than the hospital. Don't you want to die at home instead of in the hospital room with the TV on?
Okay, is that on the quiz?
Well, it's just a matter of personal preference.
And here we are on
your
the show.
Your cat would rather die at home than at the vet's. I know mine would have preferred it that way.
Yeah. They're sitting there with their cups of liquid chicken slack.
Pretty tasty. Like these fixation exotic beverages that we have here.
Little soul is a
beverage.
Some kind of orange fruit slice.
Orange, you glad you noticed. And we do have all the different flavors. Grape, way out watermelon, ooky orange, and Lamont lemon.
Ook!
Ook, 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 ook.
Akita.
Yeah, so that's what it's come to.
Akita sana.
How do you face with sunshine?
Oh.
Put on a gray.
Hal, did you watch the Dean Martin show?
Was it recently on?
No, it was a long time ago.
Oh, we were all kids. I must have happened across it while idly twisting the dial.
It was Saturday night after the Jackie Gleason show.
Yes, I remember that.
And my parents would often go out. And so we had the electronic babysitter. And man, I love those shows. What was on? Oh, then after that was the spooky movies, Most Cities.
So that was a fun show simply because of its rambunctious air, rather than
In a way, it was for me this weird fiction that this drunk guy was hip to the world. I finally bought the DVD set. There are two DVD sets.
Oh yeah,
and the first one has amazing stuff on it. And one amazing thing is he did a thing at the top of the hour or halfway through the show that was with his piano player, like just joshing and coming down, all about coming down this fire pole to the piano.
Yeah,
and they showed a shot of that. And the end of the show, when the credits were rolling, it was a long camera pullback until that whole set of the funny piano room with this little dot. And I realized for the first time ever, really realized, that there was no audience in any of those shows. They were all done on Sundays, usually from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. He'd do shows or do an album. And he sold gold until Rubber Soul at that time. But then his son flew into a mountain and he became an unhappy guy. But those shows were fun. And Jackie Cleese was fun. Mm-hmm. And June Taylor Dancers were fun. Trying to keep that old world alive, you know. I just read a book about the murder of Mrs. Jane Stanford. Stanford University, that was poisoned to death in Hawaii in 1905.
How else are we going to destroy this Toyota Corolla with socialism written on it?
Is the right wing Burning Man car hood.
That was the Marjorie Taylor Greene ad, right? Where she took a big gun to a car that said socialism. Like it was labeled like a bat. Like a Batman car.
She's out on a car hunt.
The Beatles are funny.
History is funny.
If there's anything I learned from the Beatles, is that they were funny.
But they just never knew how to end a song, so it would go on forever.
These are wonderful. These things are really great.
I'm glad Michael Pepe's not listening to this. That's when K-Rob got all Thursday nights.
Exactly. It's like, hey, I'll just do all Bob Babs shows. Not Bob, Babs.
Yeah, that'd be cool, building AI Babs.
AI Babs.
Out of corks.
Yeah, AI Babs. That's the new...
What do you think, guys?
I love it!
You know who loved Hi-Fi Living was the kids.
But there was that guy in...
You know who loved Hi-Fi Living? It was the robots.
Who really, like, he wanted to make an impression. And he called, he vocalized, like, more than me. I vocalized a lot, but he vocalized a lot.
Let it go, man.
And it was, okay.
Let it go.
So, did I catch him on video?
Let it go.
Did I catch the guy you're talking about, the caller you're talking about?
I think it's somebody else. I have to read.
Oh, you know, he also, what is the...
But it was around that same time.
What is the name of the place on the archive.org that Bonnie shows are?
So there's like, there's Hi-Fi Living, and then there's like 1990 to 1994, various dates, and it says by Babs Bendix.
Let it go.
So like Babs Bendix is like the author of the show, but it's like...
Let it go.
She, Bonnie, is not obviously putting those up. It's somebody else.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's like by Babs Bendix.
Yeah.
That's like the kind of the hashtag or whatever.
Let it go.
Like the linkable name.
And that's when she was wearing that stupid Doug guy.
Yeah.
And this is all she could think about.
It's
let it go.
It's kind of the point of why those shows even exist.
Let it go.
It all relates to me. Did you not read that when we came in? Did you, it's on your ticket. That's cool that somebody saved the archive. Indeed.
Hashtag Doug's girlfriend.
Let it go.
That's what's on the website.
Let it go.
Rob, sit down. He resents that I got that in.
Let it go.
Yeah. Well, somebody acknowledged it. I don't know why they didn't acknowledge the other part.
The other part? Oh, my God.
The better part of discussion.
I'm going to the other part store to see what happens while flipping your flippers. When did you first start listening to the band?
Probably in 1990.
Yeah, so it's
because it was '89 that I discovered Over the Edge.
So it was a seamless kind of segue. One of the things I remember
is that the Edge of Lenny Bruce was like one of the first shows that I remember like the name of, why it was a show, the fact, you know, all this like proprietary kind of stuff around the thing. And then I remember recording it and then making a point of recording it. The Edge of Lenny Bruce's miasma or whatever, like kind of fell, like Over the Edge always kind of fell into my show in the early years. Like there was like this thing about like, oh wait, you're not Over the Edge? And she's like, nope, something completely different, you know, kind of a thing. But in the Edge of Lenny Bruce days, like in the 1990 days, there was this confusion about whether or not Over the Edge was continuing on as this other thing, or it was another show entirely. And it didn't take long for people to get it, but there was a little bit of a static there when they were figuring like they were tuning into her show, and not it was like, oh, this isn't just some Over the Edge thing; it's Bonnie. So the vocalizer guy was kind of part of that. Because he would do the same thing for Bonnie that he would do on Over the Edge. You know, like he'd do like Sympathy for the Devil lyrics or quote David Bowie or whatever. And he would just carry that thing into her show. And it was like, oh, this is all legitimate because it's like I'm a caller and it's KPFA and it's like a mixing thing and whatever.
Right.
But then you can see him kind of like learning a little bit. And that's kind of what that was my thing too. It's like I called into Over the Edge and then I called into Bonnie's show. And it was like this thing where it's just like, oh, there's two totally different things. Over the Edge is obviously more established because it's been around for several years, but Bonnie has only been around for like 1 year.
Right.
So she was like finding her her style and her voice, using Don's equipment on some occasions.
Most occasions.
Yeah. But still, it was like this thing where it's like, no, this is her and he is him. And,
yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
That's one thing we didn't fight about, she and Don did, was who grabbed what first to play on what show. You know, it became a real... But for me, it was really easy to say, no, that's Hi-Fi Limited. You know, it's got nothing to do with
it. Yeah.
It was two different, completely different things. Like the was the General Motors.
Like I could tell immediately what the two were.
Oh, yeah.
But there was still like this confusion that was evidenced by callers who would call in and be over the edgy.
Right. Because they're stupid.
Right.
stupid. And, I mean, it's real. I shouldn't say it like that, though. But in the sense that those are two completely different processes, and one should differentiate.
Right.
But I don't know that...
But I think the main confusion is simply the fact that they would be callers. Right? Like, they're callers into a show. How could it not be Over the Edge? Right? Because it's like, who else does this? Who else does the receptacle thing?
I guess,
thing?
Yeah, sure.
Like, Bonnie did the receptacle thing, but she did it for a different reason.
Yeah.
And when people came to her show for the Over the Edge's reason, she got upset.
Yeah. No, I remember. But also, I that's why Don instituted the hang-up, you know, because same thing was happening later. It's like, I listened to your 5 hours. How do you do 5 hours every week? Oh, it's this other guy. That became the, like, okay, my show is over, click. Yeah, I think that people are less discerning than we think. And it's just, it's wonderful because it's all these me shows going on.
Well, the me show is the confusion. Like the fact that they're calling in doing their me show thing, they think, Well, it's just as legitimate as 2 hours ago or an hour
horny
ago.
Horny show horny.
No, I agree. That's
But then I would call in. I'd do perfect scrambled eggs and
scrambled eggs.
You know what I mean? Like I did a, I played a recent show where I called in 1991, and I was playing perfect scrambled eggs.
Scrambled quotes, eggs.
Yeah,
which is a negative line thing, right? So it's like I'm playing that on her show, but it kind of works. You know, it kind
of
works.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But it's obviously a like. How could it not be a negative line thing, you know? Because it right. is. But it...
But she knew negative land.
Right.
No, but that's exactly the problem is you don't want to get too obvious. And so, but that was... that was a terrible thing. You never should have called back.
I know. I should have just stopped.
Click.
Yeah. Edge of Lenny Bruce. I learned my lesson. Click.
Yeah. I'm not... And then call back and say, I'm not calling anymore. Click.
Right. No, the one real mistake that I made, the one totally egregious moment that I made on Bonnie's show was I called in from Stockholm, Sweden, because I was seeing the Grateful Dead on tour in Europe, and I made a mention of the fact that I was like, hey, I'm in Europe, like following the Dead, you know, blah blah blah, and it was like click, it was like. Okay, that's where I draw the line. It's like, I'm not going to say that.
Well, he hung up on the wrong person.
that was like, oh, wow. Like, someone could, like, quote The Cure, The Smiths, or, you know, they could make a lot of crimes on her show, and she'd just be Freedom. Really diplomatic with it, you know? Like, she'd kind of just, you know, she'd... Let them say their piece, exactly. But I mentioned the Grateful Dead, and it was like, bam! Just instant cut. It was just like, no!
Well, you were right to mention Stockholm right at the start. Yeah. Interesting enough for her to
Travis, did you know you can get this season's fun. COVID-19 shot when you get your...
But she's like, she'd come on the show all happy... And then by the middle of the end of the show, she'd be kind of like, you know, because it's like the collar, you know, scene would be terrible, you know.
They'd be wearing her down?
Well, they'd be a bunch of negative land people, you know.
And it's just like, I'm not Ronald that. Redball took a lot of
Ronald people. Redball.
For being the symbolic guy.
Yeah. It's all that Ronald Redball stuff, you know. Like, hey, weatherman, or you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, the dad, man.
Anyway.
It's all right.
And if you listen to enough shows, folks, you'll get all the secret stories.
Right.
Yes. But you'd have to listen to it hours and hours and hours. Unless you put it on audio hijack and just get a written transcript the whole show. I've not tried that with the normal show of the 90s.
Oh, to get the transcript and then put that into like an Apple voice thing?
You could, yeah. I was just thinking it's a quicker way to find something. But I wondered if audio hijack could take four or five guys talking all at once.
And right. Like,
and listen to some dense show. But I'm sure it could be rerouted into a voice.
I'm sorry, and I'm really the good Skeletor.
And then he starts singing this song.
I know
how to play. Yeah, I like the Iggy Pop cover of this song.
I never knew what happened with that situation. What happened to the good Skeletor?
He joined B-52s.
Well, he made an appeal to He-Man, but what did He-Man do?
Well, He-Man was nonplussed, and I didn't see any more of it than that. He's a separate personality from other Skeletor.
So there never was a scene where it looks like hey, He-Man and Skeletor are actually kind of hanging out together and being cool.
Well, that might have happened. I just didn't watch it that far.
Come on now, Sammy. Let's hear you play Yankee Doodle.
But I did think it odd enough that, you know, Skeletor comes to He-Man's door and says, well, wait, you don't understand, I'm actually the good Skeletor. In fact, I think it's She-Ra was upstairs, and she went down to answer the door, and then she went back up to He-Man and said, I know you'll think this sounds crazy, He-Man, but Skeletor is downstairs, and he says he's a good Skeletor. I'll see about this, and he goes downstairs. And, He-Man, please don't misjudge me. I'm the good Skeletor.
Why should I believe you?
A nuclear accident from Skeletor created me.
Well, like, that's just what the evil Skeletor would say.
No, we must here to capture the traitor. Join forces.
This traitor, who is he?
It isn't a he, it's a she. I suppose you saw the Dolph Lundgren
He-Man
movie with Frank Langella as Skeletor.
The He-Man movie?
Yes,
yeah,
with Frank
Spock
Langella
and,
as Skeletor. And Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
And he meets with the good Skeletor, and they stop all wars on the planet.
I would like some Vulcan pomique soup. No.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind, Spock?
I gotta go back to Burning Man in my mind for a second.
Get out of the way. Sorry, only 45 feet for 45 minutes. On the pulse system.
Good, Sam.
Monkeys.
Toot.
The horn should only be used in the event of an emergency. Thank you. Visit our snack bar.
And a Castleberry Pit Cook Barbecue.
It says 12:10, but it's really 12:10.
It's really time for refreshment.
Take out that wallet and spend it at the snack bar.
Hey, come on, guys. Let's go get fresh hot dogs and fresh coffee.
There's pizza.
And the crowd goes wild.
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Cannabis-infused soda.
How about it?
Now, nice ladies and gentlemen, soda. I want you to say hello to our next guest star here at the Peaks.
Soft serve ice cream.
Good. God damn it.
Hot popcorn.
You've been smoking marijuana.
Marijuana's illegal, I know.
Smoking marijuana.
Drenched in rich creamery butter.
Been smoking marijuana. Been smoking marijuana.
Marijuana.
Been smoking marijuana.
Marijuana's illegal, I know.
That's right.
I'm not a loser.
In a couple of years, things may change.
We don't smoke marijuana in our store. Marijuana.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
I don't do no bad
drugs. That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties and going to the polls. Marijuana is going to be like liquor, packaged in tags and sold right off the shelf.
But there are many interesting news articles. Astronomers report that a huge number of stars in the sky appear to be missing. Not present. The stars have disappeared. and no explanation is provided. Many suggestions have been made, however. Some hardly probable that these stars were now covered with Dyson spheres.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby. I'd like
but the least attention to this album. Of the theories, the one that was hated the most was that something very large is in front of all those stars and coming toward us at an extremely high speed.
Okay, now I'm scared.
Should you be? It's not Halloween anymore.
Well, something is covering a certain area, so those stars are not visible because they wouldn't all just go out.
Do you think it's like a giant space whale?
It could be. You know, there's
space.
Got to be stuff whale. Floating around in space. But it would take an awful lot of it to get in between a whole section of the sky and the Earth telescope. So, you know, read about all sorts of things on the computer.
Did everyone see that VJ Pussycat is in the chat room?
Is she?
What?
Well, is she listening
she says,
to
yes,
whatever this
the ultimate shocker.
She's doing okay. First she said the sound is awesome.
Oh.
And she said...
Thanks to me.
Thanks to
that little
anyway.
Sound man.
I said that we were worried and she said, sorry, thanks. Still in funk, but nice to hear show.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Funk, bye.
Click. Wait, how do you do dial tone? Like...
I pick up your telephone, but I don't hear your dial tone.
Touch this dial tone, touch this dial tone, touch this dial tone, touch this dial tone.
She says OTV.
OTV.
Worst case of OTV I ever saw.
Over the bridge.
Oh, and through the woods to Grandmama's house. All that. Yes, it turned out to be not so bad. This chronic
well,
condition.
Now, yeah.
Simply means we're heading toward Thanksgiving. And
time to gobble it up.
Turkey stuffing. With cranberry syrup.
Who's going to cook for me this year, I wonder?
Can't you just order a turkey from Tom Turk's Turkitessen?
And gravy Abelia?
Gravy. Have them bring gravy.
Go after the big bad guys.
Can I get a ride home? I did too many drugs.
Will they turn
you are.
They turn on you.
I meant, can I have more drugs?
You are home.
And can I borrow your carcass?
The drugs are coming from inside the house.
The copter is coming for me. I hear it.
Hell, a cop there. That's right, folks. The Tucson police helicopter is hovering overhead now. They asked the city council if they should get the helicopter, and everyone said no, so the police got it anyway because the silent majority that never spoke up surely wanted it. The snooper copter squad could shine down a brilliant light wave. Taking a walk at night.
Believe me, it's a new world. Your laws are as outdated as Bustle's.
Right, because now little tiny drones do that. It was quite a few years ago I was walking back, actually, from the KPFA show, or from coming back. And,
KPFA?
And a little drone shone a light down on me while I was walking home.
Stay tuned for the bubbling program.
Dino Desi.
Free donuts. Like, what would happen if you got, like, if that delivery got really, like, battered and old, you know?
rude.
But don't you think that the booze would keep the old voice smooth?
I don't know what was in that guy's mix, but, you know, he definitely had a pro agenda. You know, it was a okay, pro.
The whole thing was about him having a drink in his hand. It might have been a
10 seconds.
Drink.
Yeah.
That's pro.
And then there was the...
It was we who were...
Dean Martin,
me.
Golf pro.
Yeah, why didn't we learn from him?
Joe Garagiola.
Making fun of him the whole time.
Tucson Open golf tournament. The Dean Martin and the Slay Girls.
Oh, not Sean Ono.
We got it all on tape.
Yippee! We can go home and get a beer. It's all settled. It's all on tape. Here tomorrow. Then there was that show about the talking car, you must remember.
Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't accelerate that.
And I'm saying pass him.
Knight Rider? Oh, so you're not talking about My Mother the Car. Oh, never mind.
No, that was... Jerry Van Dyke's mother was reincarnated as a car.
I know, it was a talking
parked in
car.
His garage, yeah. So the car was always nagging. Was the car nagging, mother?
Yeah, I couldn't go that far with my interest, though.
But who doesn't like Hasselhoff, you know?
Having a loft and an off.
That's life.
Uh-huh.
That's
here's Hasselhoff singing now.
You're riding high in it.
What a hassle.
You're shot down in Maine.
I know your clock says 12:25, but it's 12:25. Yeah.
It's actually Hasselhoff 25.
Well, back on top in June. I said that's life. And that's fine.
Nope. That's my partner.
But I don't let it get me down. Cause this final
world, remember,
we advocate to our youth.
I've been a poet, a prophet.
Are you finished?
Hasselhoff is finished.
His career
it took more than Guardians of the Galaxy to set him straight.
Anyone who ever associated with Glenn E. Larson is now interdicted. Then there was E. Majors and Farrah Fawcett Majors. Glenn Larson's
$6 million
man. Yeah. Boy, that's a
were they ever married on as characters?
Well, I don't think she was even on the show, was she? But of course, I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, she was simultaneously a celebrity because she was one of Charlie's Angels
for like a season, maybe.
I guess, but there was
but that was enough.
To do about her and her world-spanning famous poster.
Why did she leave the Charlie's Angels?
Because she was too hot for TV.
Well, that's true.
She did a Playboy layout.
Oh.
When I was a boy,
she was no longer pure.
World was better spot.
Well,
what was so was so.
Wasn't it?
What was
swank?
Not,
she made some movies.
Now
also.
I am a man.
World we made some rather intense movies.
Something's nearly so. Others
she also made Saturn V with Kirk Douglas and Harvey Keitel.
Times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know.
Yeah, no, there's a winner.
A real winner. A soul winner.
So the hell with him.
That's what I say. The hell with him. Let him rot.
Rot.
Hello.
That's the kind of spirit we have here.
KPFA.
94.1 million. No, wait a minute. That's not where we are at all.
Hal, by the way, if you'd like more wine, it's a help yourself situation in the other room.
Thank you.
Near the apples.
I'm still not finished with that glass of wine, but when I am, I may well take more.
Great. That goes for you too, listeners. I mean, VJ, you're our only listener. If you'd like a glass of wine, it's on the table.
Well, she's like 1,000 listeners.
She's like 2,000.
And swill it down.
We'll be looking together at topographic landscape and
seascape. Oh, yeah, VJ, and if you want a slice of pizza, the pizza's on the couch. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Pizza is being psychoanalyzed.
It's fainting on the fainting couch.
Yeah. Oh, the cheese.
So much cheese.
The cheese stands alone. What a friend we have in Jesus.
I love cheese.
Me too.
Do you think we should do the surprise thing to VJ? You guys ready?
How would that work?
The surprise thing.
We all say it in unison.
Uh-huh.
So it's 1, 2, 3, and then surprise.
Yeah. Okay, let's just check if she's listening first.
Right.
Hi, VJ, are you listening?
She may be and she may not be.
She might text in the chat box. I'll let you know. Maybe the surprise will be that she won't be there when we do it.
It's quite possible.
Okay, she's not answering. We'll try again later.
Illegal entry. Try again. From one end of the cosmos to the other.
Oh, wait, she's ready. She's there. Okay, you guys ready? 1, 2, 3. Surprise!
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I am not allowed.
That's just me and Hal.
Oh, yes.
No reaction. The sawing of Jim Neighbors.
Yes, since we're Jim Neighbors, let's be friends.
I don't care.
VJ said, oh, wow, I'm so surprised.
That was surprising, wasn't it?
I don't care.
Sorry, no, you're in.
It was an interesting book, HMS Surprise.
I'm not accusing anybody.
Your surprise was an actual ship in British Navy.
Better than to surprise my lady with a plane ticket and a toothbrush and her ticket.
Don't forget her medicines, her medications.
My favorite destination.
Gotta have her meds, honey.
Is the Maldives Islands.
OB. KROB. 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 San Francisco.
The smell of the crystal clear ocean. The velvet of the sand.
The reason you had a surprise really
the star. We could be on another planet. We need no clothes, no money.
Wait, does this guy know how to cook?
Just a child.
Also, does he smoke pot? I kind of feel like he doesn't smoke pot.
Yeah. I think it just gets high off of the body oil.
Oh, there you go. He's high on life. In love. Mm-hmm. And sex.
But beware of Armando's stiletto. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that you're understanding.
Each of them carefully designed for this cake.
No, I guess not.
Where'd that audience come from? They just, like, keep coming from the garage and going back.
I wish I had it. That sound effect.
Just following us around.
My friend abounding the home on the rolling deep. The winds are blowing us around.
Somebody is down at the door there. He's saying he's the evil He-Man. Should I let him
No, hell no. The good one is bad enough.
But the door is probably unlocked.
Unlocked?
I'm going to go check.
Well, He-Man could get through it in any
exactly.
case.
Exactly, I'm going to lock him out. I'll be right back.
Right.
I just called coffee, so you should drink this.
This? What's this?
This is a cigarette, so you can smoke it.
Have you any ice cream?
Or the
and this is all in the safety kit.
Salad.
Oh, fresh.
Cheese.
Very interesting.
What would you like to drink? Vad vill ni ha att dricka?
Inte.
I'll have a beer, please.
Vill du ta beer?
Jag tar en öl.
Tack. Till aha.
I'll have a whiskey, please.
Jag ska be. Yes, that's important.
Whiskey.
Tack. Fin the fish.
That's my love.
I like pork is wine.
Jag ska be att få en flaska vin.
That's true, by golly.
مع مفتش الجمارك
المصري
الدرس
روزي واين
روسي جوازات سفرنا
واين 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 واين
واين واين واين واين
واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين
واين واين واين واين
واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين
واين واين واين واين واين واين واين واين
واين واين واين واين واين
In good service.
Everything is included.
How would you like just order?
I get that.
Thank you. So that was a very good meal.
Thank
you.
You
have so many nice words. Now it's time to take a trip. Where's the railway station?
I have this draft.
Vare järnvägsstationen?
Brat av Stigby.
And where's the ticket office, please? And I have this money to buy some ham.
Look up. I'd like a ticket, too.
Jag ska be att få en biljett till
en amerikan.
First or second class?
Första
eller andra klass?
Well, now, that's very strange. First class, please.
Första klass.
Luck.
Single or return?
One way or round trip?
Enkel eller
tur. No wonder only 2.5.
Do I have to change trains? Måste jag byta tåg?
What platform does the train leave from?
My heartbeat of America.
Perron. Avgår tåget.
That's
my heartbeat of America.
Where's the nearest underground station?
That's my heartbeat of America.
Arfas. Asfar.
Where's the bus station, please?
Yes, and this is my blue train, too.
Var är busstationen?
When's the first bus?
My
Guinea.
And
that's my chocolate.
My Nestle's chocolate.
That's a good looking
TV.
And know what?
Doors. You sure have nice shoes for one, so. God.
Let's get on that dream wagon, hun.
Why? F9.
Oh.
5 p.m.
That's what I thought too.
Why does everybody have a microphone?
F10.
Man. Think about it.
5 a.m.
TV central. Right? I'm telling you, man. The government is building this computer. Biggest computer ever built. Spending billions and billions of dollars, okay? It's a secret. I bet about it. When they finish this computer, man.
We can control inflation.
He doesn't like what it seems, man. He's going to send a message to the TV set. The TV set's going to send a message to the microwave oven. Door's going to pop open. You're going to be ashes, man.
Like the sun for Massachusetts.
You don't believe me?
However the battle's fought, but you can be sure the battleground will always be lines, your living room.
Pick something up. Pick anything up. Anything. Everything's got those little lines on it. What does the lines mean, man? They say it's not English, it's computer. Only computers speak that stuff. All these computers are all talking to each other, man. Nobody knows what they're saying. It's like we're living in an occupied country, man. All day long, all night long, computers talk to each other, man. On modems, fax machines, satellite link-ups. All day and all night, they're talking to each other. What are they talking about, man? What are they talking about?
The radio is all.
is just your own mental radios.
I mean, all we can do is boss me around.
That's right, exactly. That's what I've been saying.
Now, of course, this sounds a little bit like a
rebel. Let's get a war. That's the deal. I'm the boss. I boss you around.
That's right.
But who is the boss? The boss is the self. Okay, you're just the servant of the inner boss that bosses you around. The inner boss is just a bunch of feelings that you have. More or less.
You heard the expression.
Oh, my achy feet. I'm sorry, what? I missed that. That's my inner boss. And, oh, my achy. Oh, my achy something. This is the inner music of the sphere that's happening on the other radio station next door that's leaking in.
Now, in the midst of the savings loan crisis, when there are going to be so many foreclosures on
but
the market,
that's just a product of prediction. Yes, there's this information that's occurring in a way that falls into the stereotype you have of